Spotify.com.
All of a sudden, there's a loud bang, and the masks drop, and it's really, really windy, and the ears hurt. Like, you never pay attention during the safety thing, so I wasn't sure if to turn on the mask or put on the mask. I'm holding the hand of the guy next to me, trying not to bawl my eyes out. Nobody freaked out on the flight. There was one woman who got upset, but everybody stayed calm. The flight attendants were amazing.
Welcome to America Tonight, and that's where we start with a near disaster on Friday. A Southwest airliner ripped a 3 to 4 foot hole, was torn actually open in the fuselage of one of its planes. That was one of the passengers you just heard. The plane was going from Phoenix to Sacramento. It managed to make an emergency landing, thank goodness, at a military base in Yuma, Arizona. Now, if we fast forward, inspectors say they found small subsurface cracks in three more Southwest planes that are very similar to the ones they found that are suspected of causing the jet I just mentioned to lose pressure and make that emergency landing on Friday. So Southwest is grounding a bunch of planes. Woo. 79 planes for inspection after this one. Let's turn to an old friend, Denny Kelly, airline investigator, former pilot. Denny, boy, that had to be. You heard the woman there describing what it was like and saying people stayed calm. And then she made a joke saying, you know, the oxygen mask came down, but geez, I never even pay attention to any of that. I didn't know how to put that on. I think there's kind of a good lesson in that for everyone. But how scary is that?
Well, I mean, you know, that's, you know, one of the things about flying is, you know, the girls, the flight attendants, rather go through the emergency procedures with the masks and the and everything, and nobody pays attention to them. And then when it really happens and you need to put on that mask, that's not the time to learn how to do it, you know. So it's kind of poetic justice, really.
Yeah, no kidding. What about these cracks that they're talking about, these subsurface cracks that they've found? What does that mean?
Well, you know, these airplanes obviously are, you know, the basic structure is made out of metal. And these airplanes, they go through what they call a cycle. A cycle is a takeoff and a landing. They pressurize the airplane, they depressurize the airplane, so you expand and contract that metal. And also, you know, you take off at 88 degrees and you climb to altitude and it's 55 degrees below zero. So you have tremendous temperature differentials. You have an expansion and contraction there. You have moisture. You have just the regular wear and tear on the airplane, you know, for takeoff and landing. And you put all four together and you're going to have some damage with the metal. And the way it normally shows is you get subsurface or small, very small, almost microscopic cracks, and then the longer you go, the bigger they get, and hopefully they catch them before they get big enough to cause a problem. But obviously they didn't catch the one Friday, and it tore a big chunk out of the fuselage.
Yeah, and the planes that we're talking about, these Boeing planes, these 737s, they say that 300 planes were inspected using a test that they developed showing that there wasn't any problems and they would be returned into service, right? But checks on about 60 or so other jets will have to be done, they say, maybe by late Tuesday. And then I was reading something that was interesting. How many of these models are there around? I guess there's almost 1,000.
Yeah, there's 900. I think there's 918.
Wow.
300s in the world. There's about 288 or 89 flying in the United States. But it's really not the model of the 737 or any airplane for that matter. It really is two things. It's the number of cycles on the airplane, you know, which we talked about, and in number two, it's how well they're maintained. You could take an airplane that's got, you know, that's 30 years old, and if it's maintained properly, there's no problem. But, you know, in this case, obviously, whatever procedure they were using, they missed something, and they missed this crack, and it got too bad, and it failed. And you remember that just about 2 years ago, the same thing happened to Southwest. You know, and they were fined not long ago that Southwest was fined $7.5 million for poor maintenance procedures. So you put all that together, and you kind of think, well, wait a minute, you know, what's going on? Is there a problem with the maintenance? Is there a problem with the FAA oversight? You know, or both?
Right. And the other question is, too, as we talk about this all the time, I mean, Southwest people like to fly Southwest. They like the idea that they don't have to pay as much. That's, you know, part of the appeal of the airline. Everybody's looking for a good deal.
Right.
But airlines, you know, they cut back with pilots. Pilots aren't making enough. We see what's happened. And ultimately, does this trickle down? I mean, this could this be part of the whole money thing?
Well, Southwest pilots, probably the highest paid pilots, 737 pilots anyway, in the world. So they can't complain about their salary. They make plenty of money. But the money factor is how much money does Southwest want to spend on maintenance. And all the airlines, not just Southwest, but all, every airline is cutting corners every chance they get to save money on maintenance. And, you know, if you're going to do some of these things, if you're going to have new checks or new procedures, those things cost money, but it's going to have to be done.
When a fuselage is torn open like that kind of a hole, 3 to 4 feet is what they said, how lucky were the passengers? I mean, they said they were tense, but everybody still remained calm. I mean, obviously the pilots knew what they were doing. They dipped down as soon as they could,
well,
made that emergency landing.
The thing is, you practice that all the time. As a pilot in the simulator, you know, you go through an emergency descent, explosive decompression, and the main thing is that the pilots have to put on their oxygen mask. And pilots in the cockpit, they have what they call a quick donning oxygen mask that sits, hangs from a bracket, and it's right next to them. And supposedly, you know, you can put that mask on in a matter of 4 or 5 seconds. But there have been examples. There was a crash about 2 years ago in the Far East where the pilots didn't get their mask on in time and they passed out and everybody was killed. So in this particular incident, the procedure is they put their mask on and then they make an emergency descent and get down to where the passengers can breathe. Usually it's considered 14,000 feet or below. The pilots in this case did exactly right. They did a good job. They did exactly what they were trained for. But, you know, the two things I would be concerned about is, number one, if the pilots, you know, make sure the pilots get their masks on, and number two, where else are there cracks they didn't find? You know, what else?
The cracks. That's what I would be worried about, too.
Yeah.
I think you and I have talked about this even off the air. When this first happened, I thought, oh, I think Denny and I have mentioned this before about the cycles and what happens there. Denny Kelly, thanks so much, Airline Investigator. We appreciate it. As always, good to talk to you here in America tonight.
Good to talk to you, Kate. Good night.
You too. All right, so the NTSB, again, they could issue an urgent recommendation for these inspections on these 737s if the investigators decide a problem's been overlooked. Like Denny said, my concern would be the other cracks. So they haven't determined that the cracks cause the rupture, but that's where they're focusing, or so it seems. Because if you remember, and Denny mentioned this, records show cracks were found and repaired a year ago in the frame of this same Southwest plane that had the problem on Friday. But he mentioned the fact that they had been fined the $7 million. And it is common for fuselage cracks to be found when they're inspecting older planes, especially during the heavy maintenance checks where the planes are taken apart so they can see into the areas that they normally don't see with the naked eye, where they're looking around for certain things. But I'd have to say it'd be pretty scary to be on that plane when it landed. Luckily, they landed safe and sound. I'm sure the people were a little bit shook up. Hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight, a lot of buzz over the royal couple, the new royal couple getting married. Who better to talk about that and slimming down? Because weddings are always about slimming down, even for men. Everybody wants to look good at a wedding. It doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever. Everybody wants to look good for the wedding, or especially if they're in the wedding. Yvonne Sanders joins us now, of course, from Slimming World. We've had her on the show this past year, or actually back into last year a couple of times. We always have a good time when we chat with Yvonne and get some great tips. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent, and I bet you there's a lot of buzz in your old stomping grounds about this big royal wedding, is there?
I hear there is, and there's quite a lot of it here in America as well.
No kidding. Put it into perspective, though, for us, because like you said, there's quite a bit in America. What is it about the royal, because you grew up with this, but what is it about the royal family that captivates people so much?
I think it's because it's just like a dream, isn't it? When you're a little girl, you dream about being a princess with a palace, meeting your prince. And so it's just something that does captivate you through your life. And, you know, our queen, oh, gosh, she's in her late 80s now. She served our country for so long. I think everyone just feels attached, whether or not, you know, they agree with the royal family and what it stands for, they feel kind of connected with the family, you know, quite some. So I think that's what it's all about, really.
And does Kate Middleton live up to this? Because you see what's happened in the past with these princesses. Like you say, you dream of being one, but then you suddenly are one and you realize, wow, there's a lot of pressure to this princess thing. Do you think she lives up to the task?
I don't know her so well where I've been here. I mean, she seems like a very nice girl from what we've seen. And I think what everyone's thinking is, well, I wouldn't want her job.
That's right. I, you know what? It sounds so funny. Would you really, really want that job? It's tough because so many... You know, and here I said the thing about weight, and boy, let me tell you, remember Fergie and what happened with her? Every time, what did they call her? Terrible names, Porgy, terrible, terrible names when she gained weight. And she had, of course, two children, but they were all over her immediately, weren't they?
They absolutely were, and I can't believe that we're even talking about Kate losing weight. I mean, have you seen how lovely and slim she is? I mean...
Yeah.
For her to feel that she needs to lose weight, it's just so a crazy world we're in, really.
Yeah, no kidding. And she's on some kind of, she started, like you said, why are we talking about her losing weight? But she kind of spurred on this crazy diet thing that's happening that's pretty restrictive and can't be very healthy. Like in the first week, somebody told me it just bans vegetables, just bans it completely. I've never heard of anything like that ever in my life.
Yeah, I know. And how crazy does that sound? I mean, straight away, that, you know, puts my back up because any diet that bans vegetables, I mean, come on, vegetables are good for you. And I don't know too much about this diet because when you look online, there's conflicting information. But what's the definite is it's just another one of these fad things created by some charismatic individual who wants to make a lot of money, who makes a lot of promises based on no scientific data whatsoever. So I would take it with a pinch of salt, as I do any diet. And indeed, the British Dietetic Association have listed this diet as one of the five worst diets of 2011. And even France's National Agency for Food, Environmental and Work Health Safety, and this is where this diet came from, I believe, was France, they've pointed out that it's one of the 15 most imbalanced and potentially risky diets. So I would say that it's not a diet to be followed.
Yeah, no kidding. I've always wondered this, and certainly diet is your thing, or slimming world, which we'll talk about in a second. But losing weight, you did it. Losing weight is the thing, and everybody's always talking about. It doesn't matter if they, you know, it's that old thing about you can never lose too much weight. You can never be too thin or too rich. I wondered, coming to the United States, and you've been here a while now, there's always this talk about the food pyramid. But I don't think, Yvonne, I don't know that people really get the food pyramid. I think that's outdated.
Yeah, I think you could be right. I mean, the main thing, if you want to lose weight and to have a healthy eating style, is to choose foods that have got a low energy density, so a small number of calories per gram, whilst being satisfying for the appetite. So foods that aren't going to leave you starving, but foods that aren't too high in calories. And so following an eating plan, like Slimming World's food optimizing plan, where you fill up on foods that are filling yet low in energy density, like lean meats, fish, poultry, carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, eggs, and low-fat dairy products, that kind of diet will help the vast majority of people lose weight without ever having to feel hungry. So, you know, this cutting out of a food group, like the Dukan diet, it tells you to not eat carbohydrates. So what that's going to do is create a nutrition deficiency, as well as potential kidney problems, high cholesterol. So it's all about the balance of all of the food groups.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Now, Slimming World, you're just talking about the sensible deal of losing weight by not really cutting things out. You even, because of the thing about losing weight in weddings, which is true, men and women, you issued like a challenge, right? And how long do members have to lose the weight until the end of April?
Yeah, we started this in February, and we just sort of said to our members, it's a bit of fun, and, you know, to kind of tie in the British angle, we said, how about we have a wedding dress challenge or a wedding outfit challenge and see who wants to slim down into their wedding outfit in time for the royal wedding. So we've got quite a few members in our North Texas groups up for the challenge, and we're going to be celebrating with kind of royal wedding parties at the week of the wedding in our groups, which is going to be great fun for our members.
There you go. And Slimming World, too, we'll tell everyone, is all over the country because, of course, America Tonight's in Connecticut and Illinois, in the great state of Texas and Florida, all over the place, and Slimming World is now popping up all over the United States, isn't it?
Yeah, currently we've just got 22 groups running in Texas, but we have our online service, which runs across America, and is being updated all of the time to become more Americanized. So that's available to anyone throughout the United States.
Right, and go to slimmingworldusa.com. That's how you can get a hold of it. What I like about what Yvonne is saying, and I've always liked having Yvonne on, is that it's about being sensible. It's that balance that it's really tough to find that balance. But if you can find that balance, I think then it's easier also to keep it off, isn't it, Yvonne?
Absolutely, and that takes support. If it was easier as that, we would have all lost weight by now, but it does take support, and whether that's in-group support or online support, it's just important that everyone knows they're not alone. There is help out there for them.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Yvonne, we'll see if Kate's up to the task.
We certainly will. Have a great evening.
You too. You have a good one, all right?
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Royal wedding coming up at the end of April, and like I said, a lot of people, even in their 20s, 30s, 40s, certainly, people getting married, people going to weddings, that's a big thing for men, too. A lot of you guys know what I'm talking about. That's when you, like, look at your beer gut and say, oh, my gosh, really, I have to go to, you know, my college roommate's wedding or my buddy at work. I got to stand in for him. And I just really, yes, I want to drink the beer at the wedding, but I don't want to look like I've already been to 15 weddings before I show up.
I'm in three weddings this summer.
Are you kidding me?
And that's,
of course,
lying.
The voice of Matt Johnson. You're in three weddings?
Yeah. It's like all my closer friends decide I'll get married exactly the same time, so... It's going to be kind of a costly summer for me.
When are the weddings? Are they spread out or in the same month?
It's July. Well, I guess it kind of goes into the fall. It's July, August, and then I believe the other one's in September.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
but you're in good shape.
I recently got in shape. I lost, you know, 20, 30 pounds within the last year and a half. So it's coming at a good time, I guess.
How'd you lose 20, 30 pounds? 20 pounds for a guy, too, is good.
Well, what happened is I put on a lot of weight in the last couple of years, so I'm back to normal size now, and I can see people from high school, and they actually recognize me instead of like, oh, who's that chubby guy that I think I might have gotten to school with? So I went to a gym, I started working out, I started eating better is the one thing, and I cut out a little bit of the beer that was in my diet as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so. See, that's the key. Unfortunately for all of us who like to have a few beers, it doesn't mean you can't, Matt knows this, doesn't mean you can have it, but it means you got to counterbalance it with a bunch of other stuff, certainly. Wow. Three weddings. Like he said, more than anything for him, that certainly, and he's in the wedding, so that's costly, very costly. But, you know, he's looking for a Mrs. Johnson. This could be the good opportunity. Weddings, everybody's happy, yada, yada. We're going inside the Beltway next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In Washington, D.C., we always check in with Talk Radio News, our insiders inside the Beltway. The buzz, of course, has to be over what's going to happen with the budget and will there be a government shutdown by the end of the week. Ellen Ratner joins us now. Hey, Ellen, do you think, what are the odds? Give me the odds. What do you think the odds are the government will shut down?
Actually, I don't think they're very high because I think the Republican Party realizes that they're going to lose. As Speaker Boehner said the other day, we are one half of one third of the government, essentially three branches of government. They have the House. And so, therefore, there really isn't much that they can do. They have got to negotiate with the Senate. If they go for a government shutdown, then, it's sort of the pox on their house, and they're going to have to really, they're going to have to justify. I think it's very hard to justify.
Yeah, and of course, you know this. I mean, it seems like everyone, obviously, we're in 2011. They're playing for 2012, and so that would be bad pub if it's blamed on the Republicans. They don't want it on them.
And remember, last time we also had Monica Lewinsky happen because of the government shutdown. Nobody wants that again.
Certainly not. I still picture that dress, I hate to say. How many times was that mentioned in the news? I would love to know the number. It's got to be something like 10,000 or some ridiculous thing, I'm sure. You ran into Mr. Kucinich the other night, and Kucinich Percentage is just one. Also, Paul is also in on this, maybe unlikely bedfellows, about they're in, I'll say, cahoots, or they're unlikely friends on this bill that would force the Obama folks to use money from non-defense accounts to pay for the Libya ops. This is kind of a big deal.
Well, what they're basically saying is, look, in the first 10 days or 14 days they paid for, it cost them $500 million. And that's just sort of in supplemental. It's not the regular run of the military. It cost them $500 million. And now, where are they going to get it? He also believes, Dennis Kucinich, that they ought to go through the War Powers Act and ask Congress, which, of course, they informed Congress. They didn't really ask Congress. And the whole issue around this, Kate, that is, you know, Dennis is like a man person. I saw him the other night. He was my guest at the congressional dinner, and he had to leave early because he had to write his floor speech. He's obsessed about this, and he is determined that, you know, he said, look, people go after me because I went after Bush. He said, I'm going after Obama the same way. What's fair is fair. You have to go to Congress.
Yeah, I agree. You have to go to Congress. Absolutely. We've been talking about it last week and the week before here on America Tonight. Hey, one last one, just a speculation question. Hillary Clinton, and you also, and I talked... Go ahead.
And my brother actually wrote a piece for Huffington Post on this issue, on the War Powers Act. So you can look it up, Michael Ratner.
All right. Huffington Post, we will check it out. Another Ratner in the news. Not surprised, writing something for the Huffington Post. Hillary Clinton, you and I talked about this a little bit, and there's been some speculation. It's definitely done. She's definitely done with politics after this whole...
She is done. She says she's done. I believe she's done. You know, I remember when Nancy Kassebaum retired, and she said, I'm ready for life's new challenges, including the challenge of being a grandmother.
There you go. So that's it. She's waiting for that baby.
She's done.
She's done. All right, Ellen Ratner.
You know, she can work with other people and really do some international work.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. Because I don't see her sitting in the rocking chair and playing on the beach, maybe a little bit of that, but I can't imagine that she completely is not doing something with somebody that just doesn't seem like Hillary Clinton to me. So you're right. Yeah, I don't think so. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, coming up on the flip side, too, in our next segment in Odds and Ends, we're going to talk about BP starting this deep water drilling in the Gulf. If you remember, we took the show to Mississippi. That was back in November. So here we are into 2011, and finally that's starting to happen. Also, the latest on Fukushima, what's happening there in trying to seal the crack in what's just been a horrific situation of misinformation as far as radiation coming out of that nuclear plant that was devastated, part of the aftermath of the earthquake and the tsunami. So those are two of the things that we're going to talk about there. Continuing along the lines of that conversation with Ellen, and coming up this week, really the big battle is over the budget. And it depends on who you talk to. Remember, last week, there still was no final agreement. But the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, told a bunch of reporters in a little news brief he had heading into the weekend that the work was being done for this common goal of $33 billion in spending cuts, and said it was important for Congress to get moving. He's not the only one who thinks that. That's, of course, on the Republican side. On the Democratic side of things, Chuck Schumer from New York he's in charge, basically, of the Democrats' public relations operation. And you can imagine he's a mouthpiece. He said on Friday that Boehner agreed to that target, even though he won't confirm it publicly. So there's this debate over this $33 billion, and if that's going to happen, that there's this common goal and that's going to happen, and could anything end up tumbling the Republicans and the Democrats in an even wider chasm? Because if they do, the government would shut down. And this shutdown, it's interesting. Who gets the blame for it? And that was part of that conversation there, the Republicans or the Democrats. The people that I've talked to in the last, really, probably Thursday through the weekend, say that there's been a big shift in who's going to get blamed, if there was, even though it's it seems as though the odds are against it. Let's just say, let's play devil's advocate. If there is a government shutdown, that would favor the Democrats. So that's why I believe, of course, Boehner right away got on the horse and said, okay, we're going to have to figure out, I've got to figure out something to do here. Because the advantage, what's the advantage? And the public perception is that the Tea Party wouldn't mind a government shutdown. Wouldn't mind it. And the reason is because a shutdown would be, all right, well, you won't agree to our cuts. This is why certain people were elected in the midterm elections. So, hey, battle stations are drawn. You won't agree to them, then shut down the government. And the Tea Party folks think that a revolution once in a while is a good thing. Now, I have to say, a lot of times I agree with that philosophy. But it would be pretty tough on a lot of people in this audience if there is a government shutdown, because don't believe anybody when they say, oh, it won't affect you. It won't affect you. You're in Iowa. You're in Florida. You're in Illinois. You're in Connecticut. It's fine. No, it's not fine, especially if you're a retired person. If you're a retired person, or even if the disability checks, because checks will get, I don't care if it's 3 days. People are on tight schedules when they owe people money. Some people live for those checks. Some people need those checks to survive. A day or two, a shift. And even if they say that's not going to happen, I don't believe it. I think it certainly would happen, because you're not going to have those offices open. They're going to be backed up. That's what's going to happen. Now, Congressman Mike Pence was at a Tea Party rally on Friday and said that a government shutdown just might be justified if the Democrats do not accept $60 billion in spending cuts. And he went on and talked about specifically pinpointing, look, liberals in the Senate don't want to embrace any kind of a step, or this modest step is what he called it, toward fiscal discipline in D.C., so then I say shut it down, just shut it down. And there seems to be in the Republican Party, this is what part of the problem is, there's the Tea Party, more of the Tea Party people, and then some that like some of the elements of the Tea Party but would be strictly down the line Republicans, your garden variety Republicans. But either way, they're going to get the scuff on their shoes if the government does happen to shut down. It's funny because a Washington Post ABC poll, if you remember a couple of months ago that we talked about, you know how we're poll crazy here on America Tonight. Let's take the temperature. Let's find out what all the polls say. And there's a poll for everything, I'm telling you. But this was a pretty good one. And the poll showed that it would be evenly split over who to blame if there was a shutdown. If you remember, because I'll give you the numbers, 36% said the Republicans would be blamed. 35% said the Obama administration would be the primary culprit if that happens. And now it's shifted. Now the new poll that happened a couple of weeks ago found that 45% say the Republicans would be mainly responsible for the shutdown. 31% would blame Obama. And it's probably because of comments like the ones that Mike Pence made, that it would be easier to pin that on the Republicans. But I'd say, you know what, equal blame. I mean, equal blame to both parties if that happens, because they can't solve the budget problem, because they knew they were headed down this alley. It's been 6 months already. And really, how much time has been spent on this? In the last 40 days, the Senate didn't do anything on it. They didn't do anything, whatever. So if they don't reach a deal by April 8th, then unless they put another Band-Aid on it, and I can't see that happening, then there would be this shutdown. All right, if you want to throw your 2 cents in, who would you blame if the government shuts down? I don't know, maybe like Pence says, they deserve it. 800-259-5791. Let me know what you think. Plus odds and ends on the flip side.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We cut the leg off of our pen, threw our suit into the ocean, went back and went through the daylight.
Did anybody nail the score? I'm sure you're waiting with bated breath for me to tell you if anybody nailed the score or not. And we're going to do that here in a few minutes. But before we go to nail the score, I mentioned the thing about the budget and would there be a government shutdown. Now, remember, all roads lead through AmericaTonight.net. If you go there, you'll probably see me on the webcam. You can jump on the chats, or you can send us an email at americatonight.net, the website. It actually has a thing where you click on it, and it says email. You just shoot that over. Facebook or Twitter or any of that stuff. So we got a couple of responses here. Vactorman says, it's based on hypothetical budget numbers. And says, if it's based on budget numbers, but if it's based on budget numbers, let it shut down then. People are just tired of it. Even Jack Down Under, who has no vested interest in this, although he's desperate to come to America, he says the Dems didn't pass a budget when they had a majority because they knew they lose more seats at the midterm elections. The Dems are using this to sabotage the new Congress. I think there's a lot of conversation about this, but I can't imagine that it's going to happen. I don't think that we're going to see a government shutdown. The first time around, I did, because that's really what I was hearing. But now I'm going to say, eh, no. Jeff in Oregon, you have the floor. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate, I think you should run for president. Take all these guys out.
Oh, what I'm so unelectable. Kate? Oh, Jeff, I am so unelectable. A popularity contest, maybe. But I don't think I could win.
I think Gary would agree that you should run for president of the United States against Obama, Kate. Yeah, I think we're going to start that year. I'm going to mention it to Gary tomorrow. Let's start Kate Delaney for president. He'll agree.
And all right, let's see how far that goes.
Yeah, Shelly, it's her birthday tomorrow, Kate. You know, Princess Shelly, it's her birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday to the princess.
So when you see her, you have to tell her.
I will. I will do it.
Yeah,
did you have a good weekend?
Did you
have a good weekend? Yeah.
Yes, I had to work the circus last night. The Shrine Circus was in town.
Oh, what's it like to work a circus? You know, there's a before you answer that question, there's a great movie coming out about the circus. It's called Water for Elephants. I read the book. I'm just telling everyone right now, go see it. I heard it was unbelievable. Somebody I know that saw actually got a sneak preview of the movie. Reese Witherspoon is in it. But it's about circus.
I was on the train of that picture. It's an elephant, Water for Elephant. I was on the train.
Wow, how cool is that? And so what's it like to work a circus, any kind of circus?
Oh, it was pretty neat. I got to see all the clowns. I was telling them about your show. And they thought it was pretty nice. So you know what's going on with me. And we got our golf starting real soon next month for Special
Good.
Olympics again.
Good. Hit them high. And hit them long.
And I'm like
high
Tiger
and long.
Woods. A good golfer.
You don't like Tiger Woods, or you like Tiger Woods?
I like him. They said I'm like Tiger Woods. Everybody comes and tells me.
All right,
they call
Jeff.
Me the Tiger Woods of Special Olympians.
All right, you're gonna have to get someone to shoot some video of that and send that to us, okay? Send that to us so we can see that. Jeff, thanks, and keep practicing on those golf shots. Golf is one of those sports. I'm playing in a couple of golf tournaments coming up. I was just thinking about this. In the next 2 months, two different charity events, and boy, I got to get out there. Woo! I have not swung a golf club probably in 8 months or so. And one thing's for sure, I think the guys on the hill have swung a few golf clubs. I bet you, that's what I want to know. What are their handicaps? Let's see what their handicaps are and how much time they're spending out there on the courses. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, so many things to talk about, Kate.
Yeah, no kidding, always.
Okay, the budget. So today the Republicans came out with their own budget reduction proposals. They're going to cut $4 trillion over 10 years. Now, you know, I have this little meter. It's called my BS meter. And whenever I hear a politician state that he's coming out with a plan that is longer than his term of office, the BS meter starts to peg into the red. Okay? And so we have House Republicans whose term is 2 years, Kate, and they're coming out with a 10-year plan. All right? So I don't want to hear it. I want to hear what they're going to do next year, and that's why I think it's very important to let people think that, oh, if you shut down the government, it's terrible. I'm glad when you say it, because when the Republicans do shut down the government, then the Democrats will know that they are meaning business, okay? They mean business if they shut the government down. If they don't, it's business as usual. So
you know what? That's one way to look at it. You're right in a sense. The Tea Party people are right, because if they promised $60 billion in cuts, we got to really attack this, we got to be aggressive, then it is more rhetoric and lip service. If that's what you promise when you run, then you get in there and it's pretty tough going, because you realize, oh, there's other people that are trying to appease too many sides, so I'm one voice of a few other freshmen who are in here. So you're right. So yeah, you have to at some point stand your ground.
It's either business as usual or we mean business. Now, Libya, here's something really interesting. Hitler, okay, his number one commando back there in the days of World War II was called a guy named Otto Skorzeny. He was in charge of Hitler's commandos. After the war, he was a big part of that underground railroad to get the Nazis out of Germany and Spain and Portugal and Argentina. And he also formed, shall we say, contractor companies, that's what we'd call them today, to train Arabs. PLO. Remember Arafat?
Mm-hmm.
He was trained by Paladin Group, which was run by Otto Skorzeny. And guess who else was trained and involved in that group? A guy named Muammar Gaddafi.
I knew you were going to say that, yes. Connecting
is that incredible?
Yes. Yeah,
so this
of course.
This guy has got some connections that go way back and all over, because, you know, that whole underground Odessa railroad for the Nazis, everybody was trying to help the Nazis to get their scientists, you know. So anyway, those are my two little nuggets for you today.
Good
and
nuggets.
Yeah. Either you mean business or it's business as usual. See you later, girl.
All right, Tomas. He has a point. He has a point. That's why I said Mike Pence said it. Mike Pence said, this is the deal. This is the deal here. And also, Rand Paul, the same thing. He's in Iowa, and he's speaking to crowds, and he's saying, no compromise. This is the deal. This is what we said when we were running, or this is what I promised when I was running, a balanced budget. And we're nowhere close. So basically, no compromise. That means a shutdown. And like I said, and Tomas is right, the thing that's not being reported as much, and probably because the odds are against a government shutdown, is trust me, my friends, it will affect you. I do not care what they say. I don't care what headline you read where it says, oh, no, you know, there still be some things would still be open. No, everything would be shut down, Social Security offices, et cetera. So it would affect you if you get any of those checks. It would affect you. All right, here's the deal. Workers didn't seal the crack. You know, I'm talking about Fukushima. Yeah, I said I would talk about that in Odds and Ends. It's like with bated breath, we just want to hear that the concrete is pushed in there and it's all done, but far from it. They're struggling to block a crack in a pit that's leaking radioactive water into the ocean at the Fukushima plant. They say they found the bodies, by the way, of two employees there, and they're talking about reactor number two. If they can get that all figured out, if they're successful, concrete would be poured in and make it a permanent seal. They're injecting an absorbent polymer dust and newspapers into the pit to try to block the leaking water. That's what they were doing over the weekend. And if they can do it, then they can, then once they do that, they can use the concrete because it didn't work the first time around. Yeah. Until that concrete is completely in there and it's stabilized, I think it's dangerous for anyone in and around the plant. That's pretty obvious that there was too much misinformation, like I said before, that was pumped out to the people, and that's who I really, really feel sorry for.